Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump continues to push towards the Republican Party presidential nomination with two victories Saturday in state primary elections. Trump was declared the winner of the party caucus vote in Kentucky late Saturday, hours after winning the Louisiana primary. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has emerged as Trump's closest rival, won primary contests in Maine and Kansas. Cruz says conservatives are coming together to unite behind his campaign.
If we're divided, Donald wins. And if Donald wins, then in all likelihood, Hillary wins. And so we have to come together. We have to unite. It's why I've made a very explicit invitation to people who were supporting other candidates to come stand with us. There were good and honorable people in this race, but now is the time for us to come together.
Trump called his victory Saturday an amazing night and said he is the only one who can beat Democrat Hillary Clinton in the general election.
Many polls have come out that I easily beat Hillary Clinton, and I want to tell you, you know, you don't hear that on television. You watch these dishonest pundits. Well, Trump can't win the general election. We will beat her so badly, folks. We will beat her so badly.
For the Democrats, Clinton was the landslide winner over her opponent Bernie Sanders in Louisiana on Saturday. He won Kansas and Nebraska. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. The conservative anti-immigration Fico may have to turn to leftists as well as other conservatives to try to form a new government that will get enough support in the parliament. This is VOA News. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Esad Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is the main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Iran, along with Russia, support the Assad government. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper. The Zaman paper was seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. Police confronted about 500 protesters outside Zaman's offices in Istanbul. The crackdown, which also affected the English-language newspaper Today's Zaman, was the latest in a series of actions against Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is a U.S. resident, whom the Ankara government accuses of treason. President Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government, of the people and by the people, works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. American tennis writer and sportscaster Bud Collins, who called himself a scribbler and a babbler, has died at the age of 86. Collins, who died at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts, was credited with paving the way for newspaper reporters to move into broadcasting, becoming a familiar face, that is, to U.S. television audiences with his Breakfast at Wimbledon coverage on NBC. Collins wrote several books with players and several tennis encyclopedias that became an authoritative standard in the sport. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.